You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And yes, you can actually text the show now. It's been fixed. But it looks like the exact same thing. It's just a different sign-on.
How is it that it's gone all day and we're just now figuring that out? Why did it take us figuring it out?
They don't use the text line.
No other show does?
Let's see. Mike and Barry do, I think. And no. They use Twitter and just phone.
Interesting. Joshua asks, is the reason the text line changed a long story? Yes, it is. I was hearing some of it on the break there. So, and apparently it's been an ordeal, but I'm glad to have it back for the people who can't, who can't use Twitter or Facebook. And for the people who hate me, it gives them a really good place to go. So I'm glad it's working again. Somebody was asking, as a poker player, is there one of the offshore sites that you play on that you trust? And I'll be honest with you, no. I use Bovada occasionally, but I hate that the players are anonymous. And so I really don't do it too much. Most of the time I use that for horse racing, but I use that MyBookie. .lv for that, and the payouts are a lot easier, but they don't have poker. So, yeah. Basically, I mean, that's why I spend enough time now in Canada that I can play Poker Stars, and I spend enough time in Vegas that I can play live, and said I'm going to have a little game here pretty soon with my friends. I get enough poker in, but it's not like when I had to make a living doing it. It's a little different now, so let's try some phone calls. We'll start with Jordan. Got an NFL question? What's up, Jordan?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I got a good parlay for you. So within 2 years that the Texans will cut Brock Osweiler and Tom Brady will retire and the Texans will sign Jimmy Garoppolo.
I'm going to go percent zero on that.
That all three of those things happen?
Because if you're cutting Osweiler in 2 years, then Bill O'Brien's not your coach anymore, and Garoppolo is probably not a guy they would go after.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no chance for any of that.
Gabriel, I wonder how much it would cost for you guys to do a commercial-free show for a day. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Dude, we need those commercial breaks to kind of reset our brains.
Well, and those commercial breaks, those guys are the reasons you get us for free. That you're not having to pay like you do on
Well, that's what he's saying.
Sirius
I mean,
XM.
If you wanted to pay for it, I mean, yeah. I would still prefer to do some commercials. I could do with less commercials.
Well,
but
I mean, they pay the bills.
That's business, man. That's radio.
I would say just guessing between $5,000 and $8,000 for a show without commercials.
Probably around there.
That would just be a
for
guess.
One day.
Yeah, if you wanted to do that for a day and put that money up.
It's not worth it to deal. Just deal with the commercials.
Yeah. Plus, because those breaks do help, believe it or not. A lot of times we'll talk about where we're going next or, it's okay, we've been spending too much time on this. We need to jump on this. And plus, it's just good to get away and go get some coffee and, say hello to all the Yahoo guys that I don't know over there. That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN 713-780-3776.
Is it just me or is it strange that Ichiro is on his, like he's looking for that 3,000th hit? He's two hits away from it.
How long has he been two hits away from it? It's been a while, right?
The Marlins aren't even starting him.
Yeah.
they're desperately trying to wait until they have home games, which, I mean, listen, it's kind of cool to have a guy on your team who does that, but no one's ever, I mean, it's not like on Ichiro's Hall of Fame plaque, he's going to have a Marlins hat on.
Yeah.
So let's just get that out of the way.
But it's not like they draw even when they're good, so I'm sure it's just to get more people out there.
I mean, are they really going to sit him out for this whole next series against Colorado? They've got three against Colorado, and then on Monday, they're home to the Giants. I can't imagine they're going to milk it that long, mostly because this team is in a playoff race.
Yeah, they're basically tied for the wild card right now, if I'm not mistaken.
But make no mistake, Ichiro is one of their he's one of their best eight hitters that you put in the lineup every day. There's no reason the guy should have. He was pinch hitting yesterday, pinch hit today. I mean, I think they're going to let him get one hit, and then they're going to sit him until Monday. And that's so Marlins. That's such a Marlins-y thing to do.
Oh, well. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. I promised college football of some sort every day this week. Mm-hmm. Next segment, we'll have some college football.
Okay.
Does that sound cool?
That works.
It's the one we didn't get to yesterday. The best receiving groups in college football.
Oh, okay.
There's one school around here that made it, and then there's a couple others that I know you're going to agree with most of them, but a couple that you wouldn't have thought of off the top of your head.
All right.
Let's try Will. What's up, Will?
Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, so I haven't been paying a whole lot. I guess I kind of got more into it after Hackenberg and Bryce Petty were already there. I don't know anything about them. I have heard from everybody that it's really good that Hackenberg has been sitting around for a while, and that's ideal for a backup that's, you know, basically in training. I don't know anything about these guys. What do you guys think the odds are that, you know, Hackenberg or Bryce Petty end up being an elite-level quarterback here in the future when they come into their own?
Well, actually,
I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, actually, Hackenberg hasn't been sitting around. They just drafted him this year. I think he's a total stiff. I don't see much hope for him at all.
I mean, maybe he gets with the right coaching, but he's a long way away.
Yeah, if he's ever going to be a functional quarterback, you're looking at 3-4 years down the road. Petty, I like his skill set. Coming out of that Baylor offense is always a big question mark. And obviously, if they liked him a lot, they wouldn't have drafted Hackenberg this year. So... And Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to be your guy. What I would be interested to see is if Petty were going to be good enough to be your backup, do you say goodbye to Geno Smith?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Geno Smith has not shown that he's been worth a damn.
Yeah. So, anyway, let's do Don. What's up, Don?
Donnie.
Don.
Donaldo.
Don Corley gone? Okay. James. We'll do him. What's up, James?
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm from Dallas. I'm a recent transplant down here to Houston. And I must say, I look forward to y'all's show every single day that I come home. It's different than everything else going on, and you guys really do a great job.
Thanks, man.
No problem. That being said, I got to ask a Cowboys question.
All right.
Everybody knows that Romo's 50-50 to make it through the whole season. What are the odds we pick up Vic as a backup? And I'll hang up and listen.
Boy, that's such a Cowboys move.
It kind of would be. From what I understand, they're looking at Nick Foles. They're also looking at possibly trading for Josh McCown, which if they're not giving up a lot, I don't mind that move at all. I don't know that anybody you get, whether it's Foles or McCown, if they're starting more than one or two games, the Cowboys are in trouble anyway. I hope Romo stays healthy the whole year, because then that team can be then you can be what you're supposed to be.
I will say this: if it comes down to if they sign Nick Foles, and Nick Foles is probably going to cost about $6-7 million on the open market, which is to me is ridiculous.
I don't know why anybody would pay that.
If
I'm the Cowboys, I don't.
If the Cowboys do that, think back to the fact that they could have signed Mario Williams for $8 million a year. And they preferred to have a garbage backup quarterback to Mario Williams. And obviously, what would you say the Cowboys have a – if you said there was a problem with the Cowboys, it'd be their defense, right?
Yeah.
I just don't get it. That team is they continue to fast. They're very Marlins-ish. You got a little Marlins to them.
Yeah, frankly, I can't imagine anybody paying Nick Foles $7 million that knows what they're doing.
Somebody will do it.
Well, then let somebody else
do it. It's
the
world we live in.
But, yeah, Kellen Moore's hurt, so they obviously need a backup. But, yeah, I the name that I heard besides Foles was that they were looking into a deal for Josh McCown. And what I would do – well, they need somebody in for reps, so I would just sign somebody just in general and then wait and see how some of these quarterback things pan out because guys get cut. Some of the young guys do better than people think, so you have veterans out there that are available. You know, Matt Cassel types become available. And, you know, I think I'd rather do that than go spend a bunch of money on Nick Foles, who I hope never sees the field if you sign him. I mean, yeah. The bottom line is whoever you're signing, you hope you never see them. And we don't mind Cowboys questions. We have a lot of Cowboys fans here. We try to hit everybody because, you know, Houston has people from all over the place, man. And, you know, there's a lot of Cowboys fans in this city. We know there's a lot of Saints fans in this city. And, you know, there's a lot of people from all over the place. I guarantee you there's a fan of every NFL team somewhere in this city.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not the Jaguars.
No, there's at least one.
Okay, there's probably one person who moved from Jacksonville. Well, they don't have fans in Jacksonville. Why would they have them here?
Yeah, there's always some.
So I recognize there's a lot of Titans fans.
Dustin says, what are the odds Dallas can trade for Savage? That'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be a decent pickup. Yeah, if you're the Texans, do you need three quarterbacks?
No.
And once the season starts, although, you know what, you say no, the last 2 years they've needed four.
That's true.
So maybe, well, actually the last 3 years. So maybe you do hang on to them. But, yeah, again, whoever you get, it's somebody that you hope doesn't have to play. Because if they do, you're not going to win, man.
I'm also not in love with Brandon Weeden being on the team, being your backup quarterback either. I know he did all right last year. I've seen a lot more bad than good out of Brandon Weeden.
Yeah, but again, theoretically, same thing we're talking about with the Cowboys. If you see him on the field, that's a bad thing.
Yeah,
and that's there's not very many teams that have backup quarterback situations where you say, all right, well, if the starter gets hurt, it doesn't make a difference.
No,
most of
deal.
Those teams, it's because their quarterbacks suck.
San Francisco, they've got that thing. Right, Kaepernick gets hurt, and they bring in Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
All good.
Yeah, but it's usually a situation where there's not. I mean, you can count them on one hand, maybe one finger.
Cleveland,
yeah. But where if you have a great quarterback and he gets hurt, you've got somebody who can step in.
Oh, it
probably
happens, yeah.
Probably Green Bay is the only place where it ever works, because whoever they plug in seems to do well, but.
New England does pretty good with that, too.
Yeah, well, they only did it one time and won 11 games.
They'll have a shot this time. We'll see what they can do this year.
For four games, absolutely.
Well, interesting question.
When it flood, Tom Brady get hurt.
Tom Brady deflate football and it flood. Tom Brady not the deflate football, he don't flood. You like when he flate and it flood or not?
Bro, you asked me that the other day.
Interesting question.
Oh, man. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Houston.
I hope that guy's caught on somewhere with another job. Interesting question, guy. Because I know he got canned for that. I hope that he's found another gig where he can go back to interesting question.
Well, just so we have something to make fun of.
Yeah, the world needs more of that guy.
That's the kind of thing that, like, KRB should hire that guy just to go out and ask stupid questions and then put him on the air. Just a little tip for you guys. It's a good idea. Interesting idea. All right, guys. Now I got to tell you about Houston Can Academies. And hey, if you've got a vehicle you're not using anymore, maybe it's something that, you know, we had all those floods and maybe that messed it up and you haven't decided what to do with it and you thought about maybe fixing it up, but it's not really in that great of shape. Well, guess what? You can donate it to my good friends at HoustonCarsForKids.com. And here's what they're going to do. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. You're going to get a tax deduction out of it. They take care of all the paperwork. It's easy, and it doesn't matter where you are, man. If you can hear my voice, on regular radio, they will come and tow the vehicle free of charge. They'll take it. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. It can be a car, a truck, a forklift, a tractor, anything. They'll come and get it. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get Astros tickets. Just their way of saying thank you. And that money goes to help kids at Houston Can Academies, which is a terrific school that takes in kids who have dropped out. These are good kids. Some of them had to get jobs. There's all kinds of reasons they had to drop out of school. Well, they get a second chance. Houston Can Academy works around them and gives them the opportunity to succeed. So you can do a good thing, get rid of something you're not using anymore, and catch a baseball game while you're at it. All you have to do, give them a call, 713-225-4226. That's 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Testy little Jaguar fan. Jaguar jokes are old. We're sorry for Tony Boselli. Get over it. I care less about Tony Boselli. But no, jokes aren't old. You know what's old? Last time you had a winning record. That's old. 2011.
It was old.
Yeah. 5-11, 7-9, 8-8, 5-11, 2-14, 4-12, 3-13, 5-11. Supply your own jokes. Be so sensitive. Your team's a joke. It's easy. Let's try.
Still better than the Bills.
Yeah, there's a lot of Bills fans here too, and there's a lot of Packers fans, obviously, a lot of Steelers fans, and Raiders fans are kind of everywhere too.
Yeah,
but yeah, and what's interesting to me is anytime you go to Reliant for a game, it's not just that you'll see jerseys from the opponent. You see jerseys from almost every other team.
Yeah. Just football fans.
Yeah, which is cool.
This is a city where people have come from all over the world to live.
Yeah, for good reason. It's a cool place to live. All right, I promised you.
16 years now since the Bills made the playoffs.
Golly. That was a Music City miracle, huh?
Yeah. Mm. It's the last playoff game they played. Mm. How crazy is that?
Well, I would say it could be worse.
But it's the worst.
Yeah, it's not.
No one's worse.
All right. Promise you a little college football here, and then we'll get back to your phone calls and whatnot. The top 10 wide receiving corps in college football.
All right.
And this is according to Fox Sports. Should I go in reverse order, or do you want number one first?
I think that... No, I think these are better. You go reverse order.
Okay, number 10, Ole Miss. They lost Laquon Treadwell.
Yeah,
but
tough one to make up.
They've got Evan Engram at tight end. They're counting that. They've got a bunch of guys that are really highly regarded recruits. That quarterback is terrific. Seems a little high to me, but that's who they have at 10. At number 9. Oklahoma State.
James Washington.
James Washington primarily. And Marcel Atman is a big dude.
They James like Washington, not my favorite kind of running back because he's short.
Yeah.
But, man, that he runs fast. He can jump. That's a good player.
Yeah. And, in consecutive weeks last year against Tech and TCU, 9 catches, 384 yards, 5 TDs.
All right.
Number 8 on your list, Washington State.
Gabe Marks
is
Robert Lewis. I don't know who else. It that seems high.
Tavares Martin, who they think is going to have a big year, had 16 catches last season. I think guys in those offenses are going to put up numbers. Yeah. I don't know if it makes them the best.
Yeah.
So I probably would say no on that list. Number 7, USC, which
it might be low.
Might be a little bit low. That's a group where. Certainly, as far as NFL talent goes,
Smith-Schuster's a monster. Stephen Mitchell's going to be better, I think.
Darius Rogers,
yeah. Daquan Hamilton—they got some good players.
Yeah, I mean they're loaded. Okay, at number 6, Texas A&M. Christian Kirk, who had a big year last year. Ricky Seals-Jones is speeding
Ricky
Seals-Jones oil.
Jones ever going to be able to get enough separation to become the player that everybody thought he would be?
That's the thing. If he can, and if speeding oil may, you know, kind of breaks through, then yeah, this group belongs on this list. And you know, Josh Reynolds had 900 yards. Year, I mean, yeah. So I can see that. I can see the Aggies being on this list. Number five, Penn State.
Okay,
Chris Godwin's real good. Deshaun Hamilton. It's not a team you would think of loaded with wide receivers, but
no.
Now that Christian Hackenberg's gone, maybe they'll actually get the ball thrown to him.
I can probably guess the top four.
Okay.
Alabama.
Well, guess the four, and I'll tell you if you're right.
That's what I'm guessing.
Well, no, you're supposed to guess all four.
Oh. Alabama, Michigan, Clemson, and Oregon.
Correct. Ducks are at number four. The
probably would have had them higher.
The Michigans are at three. Alabama, two.
I would have them a little lower.
And Clemson, one.
That's no surprise.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Williams, a beast.
And he didn't even play last year.
Yeah. And that getting him back with the guys they already
Davis
have.
Scott, yeah, that's going to be a good crew.
And, yeah, Alabama, I guess it kind of makes sense because they're always recruiting five stars, but you don't think of them. Like Amari Cooper was fantastic, but for the most part, you don't think of them as a wide receiver school.
I don't think of that really either. I mean, they have some everyone. Julio Jones went there. Amari Cooper went there, so it's hard not to.
Yeah.
I think Calvin Ridley's good. I would have had Alabama below Michigan and Oregon. My order would have been Alabama, Oregon, Michigan, and then Clemson number one.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. A little college football talk for you. Just
at Michigan, they've got a tight end.
Yeah.
But I forget his first name, but his last name's Butt. That guy's pretty good.
And just a reminder that we're now the home of the number six rated receiving corps in college
That's
football.
That's right.
Texas A&M.
Hubbleaboo, Knick Knick.
So, yeah.
You like that, John? You see me being a team
well
player?
Well done, well done.
Hubbleaboo.
I hope they have a good season, mainly because it'd be good for us
That's
as
right.
a station. But I mean, there's talent on that team. But, boy, it hasn't been a good year for Kevin Sumlin. Certainly not a good offseason from the quarterback transfers.
Better than Art Briles, though.
Well, that's true. God, boy.
It could always be worse.
If I'm Tom Herman 5 years from now, I'm going to be worried about my offseason because it's been a bad one. Because not just that, remember the his assistant coach with the stupid Twitter thing when the kid decommitted, and then the stuff with his assistant coaches and the women's thing. My goodness. Come on, coach. You hired those guys. Love Kevin Sumlin, but they better win so people forget about all that stuff. I think they will. Let's try Jesse. What's up, Jesse? Hello, Jesse.
Sports Jesse. Hey, now.
Hey, what's up? Wanted to give you a what are the odds question.
I want to answer it.
Awesome. What are the odds that Brock Osweiler this year has elite-level stats for the Texans, let's say 4,000-plus yards, 25 touchdowns, less than 10 interceptions?
I'm going to go with about 5%.
The less than 10 interceptions is the part that I think he'll throw for a lot of yards, although if they're good, they're going to run the ball more.
Yep.
25 touchdowns is not unattainable. I mean, a lot of mediocre to bad quarterbacks get 25 touchdowns.
Yeah.
The difference is going to be, but under 10 interceptions, that is playing at an elite level. I have a hard time seeing him being that. I think he's going to be good, but if he throws 25 touchdowns, I'm going to say minimum 12 or 13 interceptions, minimum, because I think you're looking at a 2-for-1 type thing. And that's if he plays really well.
List of guys who threw 25 touchdowns last year that didn't throw over 10 interceptions. Thomas Brady, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Andy Dalton. End list.
And Andy Dalton got hurt.
He didn't play the full season. He would have definitely thrown those extra three picks. Don't you worry.
So, yeah, that's a pretty small list. Now, a bunch of guys. How many guys threw 25 touchdowns, though? A lot of guys, right?
I mean,
so Blake Bortles had a bunch.
25 touchdowns. You had 14 players throw that.
So I think that's doable. That you're basically saying he barely has to be in the top half of the league of guys throwing touchdown passes.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think under 10 is... That would be asking a lot.
Although, I mean, there were players last year, and most of them had injury issues, like players that you would think of as pretty decent players who didn't throw 25 touchdowns. Roethlisberger didn't throw 25.
Missed a lot of games, though.
Cutler didn't throw 25. Matt Ryan didn't throw 25.
Matt Ryan was also an interception machine last year, which I was reading a story. They're already panicking because so far he's been an interception machine in camp, and people were asking, oh, are you worried? And it's like, oh, no, we're trying stuff. It's like
they're worried.
Yeah.
Are worried.
You don't want to be throwing interceptions in drills where there's no pads on and guys are 5 yards open.
And by the way, Brock Osweiler threw 6 interceptions in 275 attempts last year. He's going to hit 10.
Yeah, I don't know what he'll do in a different offense. You know, that's the thing. I think he'll be okay. I do. I think he'll be better than what they've had.
I think he'll be okay if the offensive line is okay. He was blessed last year with a pretty good offensive line.
No, he wasn't. The Broncos.
When he was out there, they were okay.
No, for a team that, well, he also, if I'm not mistaken, he took a bunch of sacks.
He did.
That offensive line was crap. I mean, that may be the worst offensive line to win a Super Bowl ever. I mean, the Broncos did not have a good offensive line, and they did a very good job of hiding that. That's why they couldn't run the ball.
Yeah.
And
well, also because they have crappy running backs.
Well, that too, but there were no holes there for him.
Yeah.
So
that's always been the case. The Broncos have always had crappy running backs run well.
Stringman asks.
But the offensive line played much better for Osweiler than they did for Peyton Manning. And
yeah, well, I ain't saying much.
No, it's not.
They were not good. So he even with the crap they have here now, they probably got a better offensive line than he had last year.
Not what they've got right now on the field.
I don't know, man. That group was pathetic, man.
All right.
So Lance says,
we'll agree to disagree on this.
Proud Jag fan here, but certainly aware of our place in the NFL food chain. What are the odds Robinson and Hearns are the best tandem wide receivers this year?
They're in the conversation.
They're in that conversation.
Sure.
That is one thing that Jag fan has to look forward to, is they've got two fantastic young receivers, man. It always comes down to who's healthy. Because in 2 years ago, you would have said, oh, Roddy White and Julio Jones, and Roddy White fell off the map. And, you know, I think Antonio Brown, you know who's going to have a good year? Here's your first fantasy tip.
Give it to me.
Sammy Coates.
Okay.
As a kind of low-round guy that you're not thinking about, who pops up and has a monster year.
Okay.
I think he's gonna get some time, and they're going to throw the ball a bunch, especially early on. Boom.
I don't know who I would take as the best duo. Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker is pretty good.
That's a good one.
Those Jaguar kids are pretty good. Sometimes it's hard to split because, like, you'll have Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb if they're healthy.
Yeah.
Like, Julio Jones and I guess it's going to be Mohamed Sanu. You got to have them in the conversation because their number one is so good.
And, well, it's like anybody who's a number two in Pittsburgh behind with Antonio Brown is going to be in that conversation. But
anybody who's a number two with the Giants behind Odell Beckham, who I get.
And if it's a
healthy Victor Cruz, they may jump
that's probably
quickly
number
to the
one.
Top.
Yeah.
But who knows what he'll be on that. All right, guys, I got to tell you about my computer career. If you've got another boring day on the job, maybe you're working crazy hours, maybe you're working out in that heat, or you're just not making enough money. Ask yourself, how many people do you know working in the computer industry that are struggling to pay their bills? You don't. There's a ton of jobs out there. It's consistently ranked as one of the fastest growing job industries in the country. But you got to have a certain skill set. The place to go to get those skills, mycomputercareer.edu. There's a huge demand for certified pros, particularly here in Houston. It's one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. There's companies hiring guys all over the city. But to get these jobs, you've got to have the skills and certification. And My Computer Career has job placement specialists that will work with you to get you hired. And I know going back to school can take a long time. It can cost a lot of money. Not at My Computer Career. You're in and out of school in less than a year. And financial aid's available, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. Just see where you are. See where you stand. There's no commitment. It's the first step to changing your life and making more money. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Let's go. Round them up. Let's go.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.
My breath, if I was you. Cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. A lot of people saying Thomas and Sanders in Denver.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
That's definitely a good one. But to a guy who says Landry and Parker in Miami, you actually have to get Parker on the field. And I like Landry, but
No. They're not. I don't even think they're top 10.
No, probably not.
And then Joe tells me Jay Cutler sucks.
Well, we knew that.
Yeah. That's all right. I'm telling you. Jay Cutler, if Brock Osweiler has a year like Jay Cutler did last year, people will be happy.
I you know, so much, though, when it comes to numbers, and this is why you can twist them any way you want, but the not just the interceptions. Is, frankly, early in games, Andrew Luck those picks.
Yep.
But in the fourth quarter, that's when he's at his best, and his stats won't look that great, but... You know, same thing, Tony Romo. Well, he'll have bad games where he's throwing picks early, but then he's getting in the fourth quarter, he's nails. The stats will be a little bit misleading. And to that point, Joey says, Matt Ryan has over 600 attempts and 4,500 yards in each of the last four seasons. Throw that much and interceptions will happen. Same with Luck. They don't happen to Aaron Rodgers. And if you want to be elite, that's the difference between an elite, best-in-the-league type quarterback and a guy who's a better-than-average quarterback. And if you're going to throw the ball that much, and to me, the perfect example was Blake Bortles last year. You go look at his raw number from a fantasy perspective, pretty damn good quarterback.
Yeah.
A lot of touchdowns, a lot of yards. Also, a lot of picks, and a lot of picks in crucial parts of the game, specifically the fourth quarter. A lot of fumbles in addition to that, specifically in the fourth quarter. So I can't just write off guys throwing a bunch of interceptions because they throw a bunch of passes.
Yeah.
And
some, but, I mean, listen, how many Aaron Rodgers are there? There's one.
Right. But that's but we're talking about the elite of the elite.
Yeah.
And frankly, Drew.
But no one's trying to call Matt Ryan the elite of the elite.
No, but you can't tell me you're not concerned about his picks. You can't just say, well, he throws a lot of passes, so he's going to throw a lot of picks. That's silly.
I think the Matt Ryan concerns are similar to the Jay Cutler concerns. They come at bad times, and it costs his team games.
Exactly. And that's my point.
Now, I would also argue the difference is, it's set up in Atlanta for Matt Ryan to succeed a lot more than it is for Jay Cutler to succeed. Jay Cutler has one good player on his offense, and he was out half the season last year, Alshon Jeffrey. They let Brandon Marshall walk away. He's had the bummiest offensive line basically the whole time he's been there.
Yeah, but he's also had weapons the whole time he's been there. I mean, Bennett was a good tight end, and he had Brandon Marshall up until last year. I mean, he's had players to throw to. So the offensive line,
with the exception of last year.
Last year he didn't, but the same questions exist about him that have always existed, that he's a turnover machine who gambles too much.
And also, does he care?
Well,
I don't know if he does, which is part of why I like him. He just doesn't care. If he blows it, he's like, oh, well, whatever. Yeah. I wouldn't really want him to quarterback my team, but I love to watch him. Okay. And I like that he smokes cigarettes.
And back to Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan, to me, early in his career, he was coming up with all these great comebacks and looked to me like he was going to... Because if you go look at Aaron Rodgers, he turned the ball over too much his first couple of years, and that's a guy who sat. And when he truly became elite, it's when he quit turning the ball over. And I'm comparing the two because Matt Ryan reminded me of Aaron Rodgers in the way his development was going. It's just he's never gotten away from turning the ball over.
What I will say for Matt Ryan is he's become a more accurate passer. Even the interceptions are there, and that's what is, if you'll notice, when the interception started, that's when the win-loss record went down. But his completion percentage has gone from where he was like a low 60s guy to where he's consistently like mid to high 60s, which is where that's where you want to be in the NFL. You want to be 66 or better is what I consider to be very good. And if you're anything higher than 66, you're in that elite category, which that's been there for him. But yeah, the turnovers, the numbers keep rising. That's not a good thing.
And Brooks says Breeze threw picks last year, but yards and TDs are there. Yeah, and again,
Breeze also isn't the player he used to be.
And they didn't have a good year last year, and I don't think Drew Breeze had a good year last year. And part of it was
he threw for a ton of yards.
He threw for a ton of yards because they were getting their ass kicked exactly. A bunch. And we talk about Brian Hoyer last year. Think about all the empty yards he got late in games when they were beat.
Yeah.
Early on in the season, especially. And you know, ideally, if you've got the lead, you're not going to be throwing as much. So guys that are throwing a lot of times are on bad teams that are trying to come back. And that's exactly what happened with the Jaguars. And, you know, that's the thing. If Bortles can put them in a better position earlier in games, and if they can play better as a team, it's not just all on him, then maybe those interceptions don't happen late in games when it's close. But yeah, you know, it's so hard even to just look at numbers and say this guy's good and this guy's not.
Well, because wins and losses always play into it too.
Yeah.
And sometimes you try to take that out of it, but for quarterbacks that's always going to count. And that's why, you know, when you look at the numbers, you know, Philip Rivers had a good year last year. But does anybody think Philip Rivers had a great season? I don't. Guys that had great seasons last year, Tom Brady had a great season. Carson Palmer had a great season. Russell Wilson, Cam Newton, those guys had great seasons. They put up good numbers and they were winning.
And Texter brings up a really good point. I think a lot of people judge these guys on fantasy football.
I think that's true, too.
And that's
why everybody thinks Blake Bortles is somehow, you know, better than Andy Dalton. And
you know what?
I don't know if that's true.
For fantasy football? Absolutely.
Yeah,
I want the guy because his team's going to be behind. He's going to be throwing for a bunch of yards and a bunch of touchdowns, and he's got really good receivers. But if you're talking about having a guy leading your football team and winning games, and Dalton, to me, it's unfortunate he got hurt last year because his big problem has been once he gets to the playoffs, he's awful.
Yeah.
He sure looked like he turned a corner last year as a quarterback. He really did. And
I think you can say the same thing for Joe Flacco, who it was kind of a bummer. He got broken up, too.
But he's already turned a corner, though. Flacco's already won a Super Bowl.
Flacco's still one of those guys who I think always has to fight for respect, though. Like, no one thinks that Joe Flacco's that good.
I don't know.
I think most people don't.
I
you think Joe Flacco's a top 10 quarterback?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I can't think of nine guys. I mean, I can think of five or six guys I know I'd rather have.
Right.
And if it gets into, maybe I'd rather have him than this guy. And it depends on the team, too. I think I'd rather have Russell Wilson on the Seahawks than Joe Flacco on the Seahawks.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean it depends on what my team is. Let's randomly take the Texans. Probably rather have Joe Flacco than Russell Wilson.
I'm probably with you.
But it's close. And I think Russell Wilson's a top 10 quarterback. So
I begrudgingly agree with you.
It's taken you 3 years.
It did. Took me a while. Took me a while to come around. But it took him also kind of developing his game, too, to where he showed that he could carry the offense if he needed to.
But
his first couple years, he didn't do that because he didn't have to, I guess.
He didn't have to, but you know what? He's another one. Fourth quarter, give him the ball.
Yeah, I like that guy with that.
And
with
he was clutch, and Cam Newton was like that all year last year.
Till the very end.
Until the one game that mattered. Didn't matter by the fourth quarter because they were beat. But I mean, that sets things apart a little bit for guys, and that's what the great ones do. And
Joe Flacco's one of those guys, too.
Joe Flacco has been throughout his career. And last year, I think you just got to – it's just like Andrew Luck. You just say, oh, well.
It happens. Most guys have a bad year at some point.
Every great quarterback has had a bad year.
All right, guys, got to tell you about attorney Gary Trichter. And as you know, law enforcement, they're stepping up efforts with no refusal weekends. They can force you to take a blood test. If your weekend sucked because of a DWI arrest, don't despair. There's still hope, guys, even if you failed the breath or blood test the police gave you. A lot of things about those tests you should know about. Breath tests, they're inaccurate. They're unreliable. Most states have abandoned the machine because it's just old technology. Failing that test, not the end of the world. Juries are smart. They're gonna notice the problems with these machines. They understand that. Same with the blood test. They're not testing your blood. They're testing the air above it. It's a very indirect, very circumstantial test for alcohol. That's where attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He's a DWI specialist, one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state, and he's right here in Houston. What that means is he's experienced in telling the truth about these tests, and he's experienced to telling the truth to juries. A lot of lawyers will take DWI cases. Very few have trial experience. Gary Trichter has plenty. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your phone right now, 713-524-1010, or visit TexasDWILaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Gary Trichter.
Every night I pray I can call you my man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need you. I want you.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Rock the Mic is in Webster this week. Join us for round two of the open casting call for Rock the Mic Friday at Saloon Door Brewery. The Blitz will broadcast live beginning at 4, but you can stop in any time before 7 to see if you have what it takes to get to the finals. Plus, enjoy great barbecue and ice-cold, delicious craft beer. Over 14 different types, all exclusive and brewed in-house. And also, Friday, the rest of the shows, not us, are live from Trailer Wheel and Frame, starting at 9 with Reality Check, followed by John and Raheel with Dell, wrapping up with Unfiltered. Join us on 45 North, just after West Canino at Trailer Wheel and Frame. Come out early and stay all day. Catch the live shows, browse over 7 acres of trailers and truck accessories. Enter to win a free trailer. Enjoy the culinary crafts from Shipley's and Rudy's Barbecue while you grab a complimentary colon courtesy of St. Arnold's Brewery and ESPN 97.5. Okay, don't be blanket statement guy and have nothing to back it up. Joe Flacco is not that good. Okay?
Okay.
What do you mean?
That's funny.
Then Steven asks, Flacco, Dalton, or Brocko, who would you rather quarterback the Texans? I think you have them in the order I would take them.
Flacco, Dalton, Brock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's ask me that again at the end of the year.
I think Brock's ceiling is higher than Dalton's.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But I think Dalton's better than him right now.
He's certainly, his career's been better.
Yeah.
There's no question. And like I said, last year it looked like that guy had really turned a corner. Because when he came into the league, everybody said he was as NFL ready right then and there. And his career has kind of been the same. I mean, he was NFL ready, but there wasn't that huge upside, I don't think. And I still don't think there's a huge upside, but I think he's a damn good quarterback. Got to prove it in the playoffs. All right.
But Joe Flacco, before this last season where he got hurt and missed a good chunk of the season, never had a losing record.
No, but he's not that good.
He's not that good. He's no good. He's no good. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Not elite. Joe Flacco's not elite.
Well, and that's a different argument. Because first, before you can even have that, you have to make a real definition of what elite is. And too many people, when they say elite, they have no clue what their vision of elite is. And by my definition, no, he's not. But elite to me means one or two guys.
Right.
Elite to me means Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger, I put in that group. I'm a lot higher on Roethlisberger than I think a lot of people.
I wouldn't put Ben in the same group as those two guys, but he's in that next tier.
You look at a guy who's won, you look at a guy who's done historic, who's put up historic numbers, and yeah, I put him in that group. But that's, you know, by my definition, yeah, you have to have won at the highest level, which all three of those guys have. You have to have consistently been great year in, year out. Your team has to consistently win. And you have to do things that other quarterbacks haven't done. And what been through for 500 yards twice in one season, which is insane. So by that definition, no, he's
accused
not elite.
Bathroom rapes play into your.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, that's a negative.
Okay.
But, you know, it's amazing how people have forgotten all about that.
It's funny.
It's just like Kobe. Nobody remembers that he raped that chick.
If you're really good, they'll forget.
Yeah. But I would just say just because you're not elite, by my definition, doesn't mean that you're not a damn good quarterback.
I also don't know if there are five quarterbacks that I would take in the playoffs over Joe Flacco.
Well, I'll give you three I would take over him right there.
Those three I'll give you.
Beyond that,
you got one playoff game to win.
one playoff game to win, I'll still take those three. Yeah.
Right, but I mean, can you think of two more you'd take over him? You gonna take Andrew Luck over him in the playoffs?
Not yet. Not until he quits Manning.
Maybe Russell Wilson.
Maybe. I'll tell you who's pretty damn good in the playoffs is Eli. Every time they get there, they win.
I think Eli and Joe Flacco have a lot in common.
They're very similar, yeah. I would put those two in kind of the same boat. All right, we'll keep this going, and we'll get to your phone calls on it. But right now, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I apologize. Someone sent me this yesterday, and I didn't see it. I don't get to see all the tweets. I do my best to try to get to them, but a lot of times I'll go back out after the show and see if I missed anything. So this one came in early yesterday for Gem of the Day. Although I did have a pretty good gem yesterday with the machete-wielding ghost killers from Florida. But this is a good one. From Lexington, Kentucky, which we used to get a lot of Kentucky ones. It's been a little bit of a dry spell for them.
Kentucky's Florida North.
Where a Lexington man gets subdued by a pilot after a confrontation with the flight crew of an American Airlines flight to Charlotte. A guy named Brian Colon shot the video. It was a flight on July 21st that ended in the arrest of Michael Kerr, who worked as a cook at Portofino until he was fired last week. In the video, Kerr threatened to break the pilot's jaw and push the flight attendant to the floor, prompting the pilot to take Kerr to the floor, saying, "You don't put your hands on my flight attendant."
Oh, boy.
The guy who was recording it, who's also a flight attendant for Norwegian Airlines, said he'd never seen anything like it. He said, "I was scared. I felt very scared. I felt like the flight attendant's life was in danger, and I felt like someone else needed to step in the way he treated her." Yeah, good job of you stepping in. Just sit there, record it instead of stepping in. But okay, that's fine. We landed and we're taxiing and waiting for the jet bridge to arrive at the exit door, and the man started screaming, "Let's go, go," which, frankly, I get that. I see people do that all the time when we're there. It's like we're always in a hurry to get off the plane. But apparently after the plane came to a stop, the captain came out of the cockpit and asked him to sit down, but he shoved the flight attendant and attempted to get out. The door of the plane was open, but the jet bridge wasn't in place yet. Who does that? I didn't think they could open the door until the bridge was in place. Anyway, Kerr shoved the flight attendant, and that's when the captain just jumped him. It took about 15 to 20 minutes for police to arrive. They had to hold him for like 15 minutes. They kept apologizing the whole time to the passengers. That guy kept fighting back. And while he was held down,
I wish it would have been the only thing that would have been better if a lady cop in a bikini had held him down.
With her knee in his back. Yeah. That would have been perfect.
That's my new favorite way to hold down criminals.
To combine our gems of the day. Apparently, though, the guy kept screaming, "Whatever you do is going on Facebook, and you're a complete loser." So, anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. Got asked on Twitter if DeAndre Hopkins is a first-round draft pick in fantasy football this year. I think if you're in a 12-team league, I think, yeah.
Yeah. Who goes ahead of him? Beckham? Brown?
Beckham. Wide receivers, Beckham, Brown, Julio, maybe A.J. Green, and maybe Dez. Running backs?
A.P. Gurley.
Gurley, Peterson, Jamal Charles, David Johnson.
Somebody will take Zeke Elliott. In the first round.
That'd be so dumb.
Well, in every draft, there'll be a Cowboy fan who takes Zeke Elliott in the first round. Guaranteed.
Don't take a rookie running back in the first round. Le'Veon Bell, maybe, depending on how he works out.
Yeah, the suspension there might.
And then Gronk.
Right.
So I think, 12 teams, he's a first-round guy. Lamar Miller's probably a second-round guy.
Hmm.
And I bet that you don't want to draft any other Texans. To be your starters.
I can't really think of any.
No.
I think Cecil Shorts will be a fill-in bye-week receiver. Guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that, no. All right, guys, got to tell you about the Melting Pot. If you're looking for a place for the perfect date, guys or girls, you want to take that special someone to the perfect place for the perfect date, if you got a birthday coming up or an anniversary or you just want to impress the hell out of somebody, the Melting Pot is the place to do it. And right now, they've got a great package available for you, the Lover's Lane package. And here's what you get: a guaranteed secluded booth, a half dozen roses, rose petals, and a candlelit table, a half bottle of champagne, a four-course dinner, and you get to take home a framed photo of the evening, six chocolate-covered strawberries, and two champagne flutes. And I'm telling you, this place, the food is fantastic. The fondue experience allows you guys to actually enjoy the food together, talk about the food. And it's one of those great places where you can go, put the damn cell phones away, and just talk and get to know each other and have that special evening. And they've got great wine selection, great beer selection, craft beer selection, if you're into that. A couple of my favorite beers are there. And all you have to do is call and make a reservation. And you know what? You're both going to be happy at the end of the night. If you don't score going here and doing this, doing the Lover's Lane package, it's probably not the best relationship. So give them a call, 713-322-5546. 713-322-5546. Make a reservation. Tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. The Melting Pot is on Westheimer, not too far from the Galleria. Terrific place. Great people. You're going to have a great experience. That's the Melting Pot.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.